This meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you very much. So our agenda for the call is as presented on the Adobe Connect. This is Diversity Meeting 17, Thursday, the 6th of April, 2017 at 13:00 UTC. And we'll start with a roll call. Item number 2 will be review of action items. 3, status of interpretation requests. 4, progress of draft report. And then 5, AOB. So to get us started on the roll call, if there is anybody who has called in and just a number, we will give you time to just give staff your name so that they can know who you are and confirm your attendance for this conference call. So Brenda and Bernard, you can confirm the roll call. Please identify yourself.
Hi, Fiona.
Hello.
Hi, it's Andrea Brambilla from the Government of Canada on that number.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So review of action items. Move to the next item, review of action items. You can please bring those up. Okay, thank you. So action item 1 was Fiona to write to the co-chairs requesting for publication of the questionnaire as per the discussions we've had on it during the previous call. And this has been communicated. From the updates I have, the announcement of the questionnaire for board and SEs and SOs should get approved today or tomorrow and should be published on the Monday, the 10th of April, with a closing date of the 22nd of May, which gives a total of 42 days for the public, for the SOs and SEs to respond. Staff have looked at the questionnaire and they are arising challenges of drafting the questionnaire as is for the general public to respond to, because we have very specific questions regarding SOs or SEs, and so the comments would need to be coming in from an SO or SE point of view. If we want it to be out for the general public, we may need to do a bit of editorial on the questions so that they are reframed to welcome viewpoints from the general public who may not be within any particular SO or SE. And so that is something we need to give staff direction on, because there's a risk that the responses, The questions are not appropriate for individual input, and the responses may therefore not be appropriate unless we restructure the questionnaire appropriately. So on the public, the issue of public input through the questionnaire is something that we need to discuss and agree on. The principle of why we wanted to do it is acceptable, but the how is the challenge. Julie Hammer, I can see your hand up. Please proceed.
Thank you, Fiona. I just wanted to say, because the primary purpose of the questionnaire is to actually seek responses from the SOs and ACs and other groups within ICANN to inform our deliberations on this, on diversity, I think we need to be very, very careful that we don't change the questionnaire away from that focus to make it suitable for individuals but then unsuitable for the SOs and ACs. So I think it might be possible to add a note to say that individuals can answer the questions in a way that is relevant to them and to express their views, but I wouldn't like to see the focus taken away from the SOs, ACs, the board and other groups within ICANN. Thank you.
Thank you, Julie. Bernard, you have your hand up.
Thank you, Fiona. Julie, I fully understand the focus on the SOs and ACs, and I think the questionnaire is perfectly fine to go to the board and the SOs and ACs and does the job that it should do very well. I'm the one who brought up the concern to Fiona and Rafiq regarding posting this for the public. I see several challenges the way the questions are currently structured for a public posting of this to get replies. First of all, the way it's structured, I'm really uncertain people will understand what they're supposed to be replying to and if they think they have the appropriate knowledge to respond from an SOAC perspective. Secondly, as you're requesting input from the SOs and ACs officially regarding this, and then you're asking the same questions of the public, you're going to have to come up with a scheme for weighing what the input from the public is versus the official input from the SOs and ACs. And I'm just concerned that you don't get into trouble or long discussions for doing that. My third point is that if you're asking the same questions to the public, while you're asking for a tight turnaround, and 42 days for SOs and ACs and the board is a tight turnaround, it may actually sort of cause those participants to question a little bit what your focus is. And so overall, I'm just concerned that you may be losing more than gaining by publishing the same questionnaire. And just to be clear, for Julie, I do not suggest changing the questionnaire at all for the SOs and ACs. I think it's perfect and it should go out like this and we're progressing like that. If you do want input from the general public, I really do recommend you restructure this based on my experience on how these things work and how they're considered. Over quite a number of years on public comments, I think you may actually be setting yourself up for more problems than benefits if you simply post this one. But that's just a staff recommendation. It's up to you to decide what you want to do. Thank you.
Thank you, Bernard, for your input. Julie Hammer?
Thanks very much, Bernie. No, it's a new hand. I just wanted to briefly respond to Bernard, and I do understand where you're coming from. And your points are valid. I guess we extended the questionnaire to the general public and to other, if you like, less formal groups within ICANN at the request of the plenary. and I guess you've thought it through a little bit further than we did in trying to make the same questions applicable. My personal view is that our main focus should be the SOs and ACs. We're trying to be accommodating to the suggestion of the plenary, but I accept that perhaps some different questions might be more appropriate for individuals, and perhaps that can even be done to a different time scale as a public comment, but I would perhaps like to, as you suggest, keep the SO and AC separate and keep them to the shorter time scale. But yeah, I understand where you're coming from, Bernie. Thank you.
Thanks. Lily, Bernard, do you want to respond to that? Or is that an old hand?
No, yes, please. I understand the point of this sort of coming out of the plenary, but I would not overly worry about it if we can explain it as such. I believe that at the end of the plenary, really the co-chairs were asking the diversity subgroup what the diversity subgroup wanted to do with the questionnaire. And I think, as with interpretation, as you know, we've gotten a response back regarding that with some options. The co-chairs depend on the subgroups to make their own decisions on these things. So I wouldn't be overly worried about the plenary. I think it's just a question of simply saying you've considered it and you've made a decision. But based on my experience, I did have significant concerns simply posting this the way it is. Thank you.
Thanks, Bernard. I believe that the goal of preparing the questionnaire was really to get input from the SOs and the key ICANN groups, the board, the staff, and other groups within ICANN. And if they can be able to respond to it, that will help us substantially in putting together our draft report with our draft recommendations, so then it should be able to get us to a level where we can now go to the general public, the plenary, and get their feedback on the report and all the other input we shall have received. So unless there is anyone strongly opposed to us just proceeding with the SOs and groups within ICANN, I'd like to know if there's anyone opposed to us not reaching out to the general plenary and getting the input we need. Anyone who feels very strongly that we should reach out to the general public? No hands. No one is opposed to us leaving them out at this stage and incorporating their views at a later stage when we have a more fleshed up document and recommendations. Avery has a question. How deep into the organizations that make up the SOs are we going to go? Sorry, Avery, I don't think I understand that question. So I think we're sending out the questionnaire to the... Okay, thanks, Avery. Please.
Yeah, I guess I've just gotten confused. You know, at first I thought it was just... This is Avery speaking, by the way. Sorry to say that. I forgot to say that at the beginning. I had thought that we were going to the SOs and ACs, and while I understood the reason for, you know, translation or what have you, or putting it out on further, if we were just going, but if we were looking for diversity all the way down, as it were, into the organizations that were constituent, I hadn't realized we were doing that, but I'm not sure that that's necessarily a bad idea. So that's what got me into thinking while I was listening is how deep do we want to go? And as we go to an SO and we check on its diversity, but do we want the component parts of that SO to give a thing? And because, you know, that may be as significant as anything else. And so on. And so I just started to get confused and decided to ask a question that I guess was equally confusing. Thanks.
Thanks, Avery, for the clarification. Banna, do you still have your hand up?
Yes. 2 points. I'll start by responding to Avery's point, which I think Julie has replied to in the chat. I don't think the GNSO has ever been shy about its component parts replying individually to any of those things. So from that point, I'm not concerned. The other major group that I'm aware of that has a lot of moving parts or component parts is the ALAC. But I think if we're asking for SOAC and other major groups' input, then you have to respect their own process. In the GNSO, their process is that everyone can answer as a group, and they're not shy about doing that. So I'm not overly concerned about that. The second point on getting public input, let's all be clear, as we're aiming to have a public consultation in the June timeframe on this, you will obviously get public input on that, because that public consultation will be structured to gather input from everyone. And so I think, you will be, if we think about it that way, we will be providing, if we have some draft recommendations and some results of the survey from the SOs and ACs, we'll be providing a much better background for general public input if we go to public consultation. Thank you. Fiona seems to have lost.
Hello, sorry. My call dropped, but I'm back on. Okay, Bernard, I think I missed the last part of your comment, but from what I gather is we should not be too worried about the public participation.
Well, I was just saying that your draft recommendations and some of the results of the SOAC survey will be going to public comment anyways. So, I mean, I think that's much better to gather public comments, because you will be framing it much better, explaining the details of everything much better than, just this questionnaire, which if you're a little bit novice to this may not understand all the ramifications. So I was thinking it might actually, for gathering public input, it might be a better tool. Thank you.
Thanks for that clarification. So then, in this case, moving forward, we will focus on the SOs, boards, and the key groups within ICANN, and move forward at this point in time on the questionnaire. Anyone opposed to that approach? None. So we will proceed with a questionnaire to the SEs, SOs, and allowing for the groups within the respective SEs, SOs to also give their views and get feedback by the 22nd of May. Okay. Action item number 2. So Fiona Sanga was to write to the drafting group to clean up the current drafts to begin work with the objective of completing a first draft for public comments by ICANN 59. We have shared with you the link on the notes and on the agenda there. I also sent out an email earlier of a clean draft of where the work has reached with the drafting team. We know that it may not be possible for you to critique all that now, but a clean document has been circulated to the working group. For your input and comments. Well, I think we're going to look at that report a bit better, so we can hold any comments to item number four, to discussion during agenda item number four. The status of our interpretation requests. Staff have come back to us with a proposal, actually two options on how we can have we can address the interpretation issue. And if I can just, yes, found it. And so the first option that we need to consider is where we have interpretation, live interpretation in three languages during the call between now and June. And however, the cost for this is much more because it depends on the time of the call and the time zone of interpreters. The second option that has been proposed for us to consider is to have the captioning happening during the call in three different languages, and then this serves as an alternate to ensuring that there is interpretation happening during the call, and this option is considered to be much more affordable. So possibly because I'm not so sure that the last time we had captioning, we actually had the translation, they had the three languages happening. But I would like maybe Bernard to provide some clarity on the option number two.
Thank you, Fiona. Yes, that is correct. We only had English language. I think there was a slight mistake in the staff response. So the options are full standard interpretation, which is thus vocal. We will have, as you know from the plenary, English captioning going on regardless of your decision here. So that's probably an important thing. So if you're considering this, what's on the table, what's been asked back to the diversity group, is there are two options, and they're very simple, really. It's just interpretation, which means vocal real-time, and you can choose the stream you want in Adobe to listen to the proceedings in the language that you want, which what's been requested right now is English, French, or Spanish. The second option, which is proposed, is not only to have English captioning, but to have translated captioning in Spanish and in French. This is less expensive than real-time interpretation, and provides sort of a different service in that the advantage of captioning, if you will, is that it remains on the record. We get something written that stays. The calls are recorded, and if we have interpretation, there will be recordings of the three languages. Yes, that's so it's not that we're not keeping it, but it's interesting to my mind on the captioning is that you actually get a written record of the proceedings in the three languages. I hope that clarifies things. Thank you.
Thank you, Bennett, for that clarification. Any comments on which option we should go with? Suggestions, inputs? Okay. Dalila has responded on the chat and she suggests that we send the two options out to the group. I think this should be pretty clear. Because in option one, we have the interpreter with us, interpreting real time as we are having the conversation. In option two, there is interpretation, but it is on the transcript. And so we continue the meeting and everyone follows the transcript in the language of their preference. And Bernard has gone ahead to explain the benefits of the second option. In response to Dalila's question, with regard to captioning, can people speak their native language during the call? I think that is an interesting question, but I think we agreed we'd use three languages, and Bernard responds that you'd have to confirm, but it should be possible for the captioning to be done if it's been done in one of the three languages, for you to speak in one of those three languages that we have requested for. Yes, Bernard.
Just simply a note, all of this has to be, let me back up a bit, ask for an update on the English language captioning this week, and basically it's been approved everywhere, but now we're doing the administration in the ICANN machine, which means the supplier has to provide a quote according to a certain format. ICANN purchasing services have to issue a PO and a contract. The contract has to be reviewed by legal. So all I'm trying to say here is there is a buffer time before this thing actually starts. And so depending on a few considerations, we do have contracts with interpreters, and I do not know at this point if those contracts with those interpreters will cover this. That's a question that we're trying to get a response to. But I would urge you that if we want to get this going, given that we're already in early April, that you make the call as soon as possible. Thank you.
Thanks, Bennett. Can you also respond to Avery's query comment in the chat? She says she thought the captioners captioned the translation.
Uncertain what you're asking. Maybe I'm just not awake enough this morning. Avery, can you clarify for me, please?
Avery Doria?
If what you mean is if there's only if everything is being said in English, there will only be English captioning, and that there will be no French translation and no English translation captioning, I do not believe that is what is being offered. What is being offered is if people speak in English, then there will be a translation, and that will be captioned in French and Spanish at the same time, is my understanding of what's being offered.
Okay, in view of the time frame that we have to be able to close on the interpretation issue and have staff implement, what would be the suggestions, options on moving forward on this? Bernard, I have a question. If we go with option one of having the live interpretation during the call, how fast can that be put in place? Or will it take the same amount of time as, will both options take the same amount of time to contract the supplier?
As I said, we have interpreters on staff. Now, I don't know if that was considered when making that offer, and I do not believe that we do have multilingual captioning on staff. So there is a possibility that interpretation may actually be able to be provided more quickly. I do not have an answer on that. I will inquire about this and return a response to the group as soon as I get one, and I will make this an urgent request. Thank you.
Okay. Moving forward, can we therefore agree that once you have the details of the lead time to engage an interpreter vis-a-vis the time to engage captioning translation, you will share the information and we will be able, as the co-rapporteurs, Rafik and I, will then make a decision, make a call on behalf of the group, if the group is comfortable with that, so that we can get the interpretation on board as fast as possible. If there is anyone opposed to us taking that action, please let us know. Avery, share with us your thoughts. Oh, she's not opposed. She stepped away. Okay, fine. Anyone opposed? There have been none. So we will work with staff. Consider the lead time it takes to get either of the services on board, and then Rafik and I, as the core rapporteurs, will make a decision on what option of service we will go for so that we can have the interpretation begin as soon as we possibly can. Thank you. Moving on to the next agenda item, the progress of the draft report. Just giving it a few times. Thank you. This is a draft report that our drafting team has worked on and managed to put together for us. I'm just going to go through the overall layout because the layout has changed significantly. based on input that was given after the first draft. And we've also added in some comments. Okay, Julie tells me she doesn't think this is the latest version. Okay, we will work with this. I know that I circulated it on the mailing list, and a few people have started looking at it already. So in our first, in this second draft, in this second draft, we have changed the layout of the document. In the executive summary, we have been quite concise on at the introduction and focused on areas where we will be developing recommendations further. So we're looking at recommendations that are defining diversity. And diversity, that is also, again, it's based on the questionnaire that we sent out and the input that we shall be getting for the questions that we have sent out to the different SEs and SOs. So there are recommendations defining diversity, measuring diversity, and supporting and promoting diversity within ICANN. And so then that forms the executive summary. Then we move on to the background and scope of the document. That would refer to the Workstream 1 report and the mandate that we have as Workstream 2 from Workstream 1. Then we've got, we refer to the background and supporting information that has been put on the annexes. So we've got the lightning talks on diversity in the Annex A, and we've got information and resources from ICANN staff on diversity in Annex B. Then we begin the description of the issues with our definition of diversity and elements of diversity, describing them, looking at how these can be measured, and then moving on to data collection. Then we look at the current state of play, which basically looks into diversity provisions within various ICANN documents and structures, and we go through the different SEs and SOs, the different ICANN documents. Then our supplemental report, which will be based on the responses from the questionnaire, and so these are placeholder because it will be based on the responses we get, and again, we are expecting to have recommendations in those three areas. So in a nutshell, the structure of the report has changed, and we hope that this then is a better presentation. We also have the drafting team ready to capture your views, input, and we'll keep editing it as you move along. And so we felt it was important that we at least present where we are at. We are done with this draft for now. It is out, circulated to the mailing list and for input. And so you can begin to give your feedback and your inputs on the different areas, and let us have a substantive conversation now on the content in the next call. But for now, we are happy to receive input on feedback. And so, Rafiq? Rafiq, your hand is up. You can add to what I've so far shared. Rafiq? Okay. Can the rest of you hear me? Okay. Then, Rafis, can you hear us? Can you hear me? Rafik, please check if you've connected your audio. Okay, anyone from the drafting team who has something else to add? As Rafik connects his audio, I'll open the floor. Anyone in the drafting team? Something to add? Thanks, Brenda. Julie, is there anything else that we need to present at this point in time?
Thanks, Fiona. The only thing I think that we will eventually need to add into the report is, and it only just occurred to me, is to attach the questionnaire that is being sent out to the NACs as a further annex, but that's a pretty simple thing to add in. So that would be my only additional comment there. Thank you.
Thanks, Julie. Brenda, please let us know if you can. Okay, Rafik, we can now, yeah, I got you there.
Hello, can you hear me?
Rafik?
Yes, hello. So this is Rafik speaking.
So we can hear you.
Okay, just I wanted to add a few comments. So I think for the questionnaire, we are planning maybe to adjust our recommendation depending on the result of what we get as well.
I can hear you.
Oh, okay, sorry. So I think we are acknowledging that we will adjust the recommendation depending on the outcome of the questionnaire. On the other hand, maybe this is a kind of new information. We were contacted by ICANN staff regarding a plan of survey about gender diversity in ICANN, and the survey will be published soon, I think, in April, and we will be contacted about the survey itself, the design, so we can review it and make comments. And then afterwards, we will get the help and the result of that survey itself. So we have another source of information about from that survey, in addition of previous data we got from ICANN staff, and maybe we can add this to our reports. This is just kind of just an update for now. I'm sorry for all the problems regarding that. Okay, for today. That's it from my side.
Thanks, Rafik, for that. I'd actually almost forgotten. Yes, we will be getting additional data on diversity from, I've forgotten the title of the department. Edges Department Institutional. Okay. I'll not even try because I can't remember the department. Maybe Bernard or Brenda will help me with that. But yes, they do have a survey they have to undertake, and therefore they'll be reaching out to us, and we could and have requested we consider their input in our recommendation. So that's been done. Is there anyone else who has comments and feedback on the report as presented? Okay. Seeing none, then I take it that you will now go in and read through it. Yes, bearing in mind that we will then have a more substantive discussion from our next call on the content, and bearing in mind that the recommendations therein are placeholders and therefore subject to change based on the responses that we get from the questionnaire that we're sending out. And so we move to our final agenda item, which is A or B. On the A or B, if you'll allow me to just quickly mention that there is also a questionnaire going out from the GARC, the Underserved Regions Questionnaire. And they would like us to also consider the input from their work in our recommendations on diversity. What I'm not clear on is the time frame of when this is likely to be ready. But I'm sure that from the GARC representatives within the group, it will be possible to be advised on when it's likely to be ready and to what, and then we can look out for it and go through it and determine to what extent we are able to accommodate the responses of their work into our recommendation. And I think we may need to task staff. If Bernard, you could reach out to Julie, who's working with the underserved areas, to give us an update on where they are at, as well as timeframes on how that will impact our work and our report, so that we can be able to plan appropriately in terms of to what extent we could accommodate their input in our report. Is there any other person with any LBs? We've got 10 minutes to the end of the hour. Oh, thank you. Pua, I didn't notice you on the call, but I'm sure you will be able to discuss and get back to us on the underserved areas. So I'm seeing the chat discussion on our next call. And Bernard has indicated our next call is Thursday the 13th at, 13 UTC, same time as today. And so we will meet then. And I'm seeing a request on to clarify what Pua is going to do. Pua and Julie of the Underserved Regions Working Group of the GARC are to get back to us on the status of where their work is at, so that we can determine to what extent we can accommodate them in our current time frame, and the input they will have received from their questionnaire on the underserved regions. I hope that is clear. And so is there any other business that you need to pay attention to? Okay. There have been none. I'd like to just thank everybody for their time and participation in this call and just being able to attend and take time off to get this done. And to wish you a good day, good morning, good night, good evening. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you very much. See you in the next call.
Thank you, everyone. Bye.